Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today, the fourth day of the blessed month of the Parham-Hotab. May God begin in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, O my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, a holy council covenant of the island of Beni Omer against those people called the Quadrudiciman. They celebrated the feast of the Holy Resurrection with the Jews on the 14th day of the month of Nisan. Regardless what day of the week it fell on, the bishop of the island excommunicated them and sent to Serapion, Patriarch of Antioch, Democritus, Archbishop of Rome, Demetrius, Patriarch of Alexandria, and the Symmachus, Patriarch of Jerusalem, to inform them of the heresy of these people. Each one of them sent an epistle and indicated in it that the feast of the resurrection was only to be celebrated on the Sunday that followed the feast of the Jews, and ordered to excommunicate everyone that contradict and disobey that. This council of 18 bishops covenant and the epistles and the father, the patriarchs, were read to them. Some of them returned from their erroneous opinion, and the others insisted on their error. They excommunicated them from the fellowship of the Holy Church. Also, they decided to celebrate the Feast of Resurrection at the order of the Holy Apostles, who said, "Anyone that celebrates the Feast of Resurrection on any other day than Sunday had shared the Jews in their feasts and separated himself from the Christians. May the Lord confirm us in the Orthodox faith which the Holy Apostle handed down to us. The blessing of their prayer be with us all. Amen." On this day also, Saint Habilius the prince was martyred during the reign of the Diocletian. This saint was born in the city of Perga in Pamphylia to Christian parents who brought him up with a true Christian upbringing. He loved the Lord and strived in worship and pity. He was the prince of the city of Perga. When Emperor Diocletian heard that he was a Christian, he sent to Barnabas, the governor, ordering him to arrest his saint. When he stood before the governor, he declared his Christian faith. The prince became angry and ordered him and crucified. However, the Lord comforted and strengthened him, and finally he departed in peace and received the crown of martyrdom. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.